These weeks, Western stadiums alongside the streets, educational institutions, and parliamentary buildings have emerged as venues for public gatherings and protests against the actions of the Zionist regime. Demonstrators expressed their solidarity with Palestine and Lebanon, leading to a situation where the wave of anti-Zionism protests has become a significant concern for the regime. After the attacks on the Zionist hooligans in Amsterdam a week ago, this time the Hell of Amsterdam repeated for the Zionists in France during a European Football Championship match between the representative of the Zionist regime and France's national football team in Paris, an incident that once again made the match a place for the humiliation of the Zionists. The story began when French fans booed the Zionist so-called national anthem before the match in opposition to genocide in Gaza. The match was held under strict and unprecedented security measures. About 4,000 police officers and security forces, in other words, one officer for every four spectators, were mobilized a few days before to ensure the security of the match. Also, about 3,000 security forces were deployed in the streets around the stadium to prevent any clashes between the fans of the two teams. The Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation reported that the clashes between Israeli and French fans took place while Shabak director Ronen Bar was present in Paris to oversee security arrangements. About 150 Zionist fans were present in the stadium, some of them holding the flags of the regime and clashing with the fans of the French national team and the security forces. Before this match, the Palestinian fans held several demonstrations and gathering in protest at the France-Israel football match. The match was affected by the recent violence in Amsterdam after provocative actions of Zionist football hooligans and attacks on them by pro-Palestinian football fans. In the clashes in the Netherlands, which took place a week before the Paris game, hundreds of Zionists were beaten by Dutch youth for insulting Palestinians. Therefore, the Zionist government asked French officials to prevent the repetition of such incidents in France with strict security measures. The French public opposition to hosting the Zionist football team was not limited to the stadium, and in the northern suburb of Paris, just 2 kilometers from the stadium, hundreds of people protested against the presence of the Zionists while holding the Palestinian flag. Some other protesters believed that there should be no difference between Israel and Russia in terms of human rights violations, killing civilians, and committing war crimes. And if Russia was banned from the Olympic Games, the Zionist national football team should be banned from UEFA games. Lacking a positive image on the world stage since its foundation in 1948 for its countless crimes against the Palestinians, the Zionist regime is investing in sports events to burnish its image among the public. Basically, the Zionist athletes are either members of the army or registered as army reservists, and each of them has in some way contributed to the killing of Palestinians. This fact has been made available to the public today with the increasing access to social networks by ordinary people. The increase in global awareness of this reality has blocked Zionists from taking political and propagandistic advantages of sports. While earlier refusing to compete against the Zionist athletes, especially in the Olympics, was specific to Muslims, this is now a globalized phenomenon. As public opposition to the presence of Zionist athletes in the United States and Europe is growing. This shows that the policy of sports washing for Zionist occupation to gain international legitimacy has not gone anywhere and the Zionists cannot whitewash their hands stained with the blood of the Palestinian and Lebanese innocent people.